Okay. Made me emotional. I have to stop. Get myself back on track. Yeah, well, the word I had, it's been ringing around in my mind all week, is the word home, which is partly why I put the pictures about the houses, which I took those a while ago, and I thought, I've got those pictures. So they're all kind of in one road, actually. It's an amazing little road. But I secretly took them, and I hope no one saw me. But there's, yeah, anyway, the idea about home, I think it feels even more important at the moment with the lockdown. You know, I think we're all a bit more aware of our homes, aren't we? Where we feel at home, how we feel at home. So it's interesting some of the comments made by you about things that are important, the love, the peace, the welcome, sense of welcome, acceptance, warmth, and care. All things that we value in a home. I like Graham's comment about Jesus. I think my idea of home is Jesus and a log burner. When I moved into my flat, well, a few years later, I thought, it doesn't really feel like home. So my sister bought me one of these electric plug-in log burners. It's so safe, but it's made such a difference. It really feels more like a home. Quite cozy. So Jesus and the log burner is sounds good to me. I was just going to look up some definition, just had some definitions of home from the dictionary. Places where one lives in permanently, especially as a member of a household or family, a family or social unit occupying a permanent residence. I love this one. A place where something flourishes is most typically found or from where it originates. I think that's to do with nature. And there's some lovely sayings as well, aren't there? Homing, well, homing is where you return by instinct to your territory, which again is to do with nature and animals. When you feel at home, you feel comfortable and at ease, ready to receive visitors, like Rosemary said. When you bring something home, you realize the significance of it. When something's close to home, it could be uncomfortably accurate. What else have I got? Home and dry, having achieved your objective. So the last ones, it makes you think home is almost like a plumb line as well, like a base, like a starting place, but also an ending place. It's something to measure things by. And there was something else in the dictionary I quite liked. It was talking about sending the bolt home. And that made me think of the saying, you know, bolt hole. And I don't know if any of you relate to that, but I know I find places that I can call a bolt hole really important to me. It's like perhaps other family members' homes or really good friends. And it's almost like a home from home. So I love that as well, that sense of having a bolt hole where you feel you can go and you fit and you can feel refreshed and you feel loved. So I think they're all really important as well. And at the moment, obviously, our bubbles are almost like a home from home if you're in a bubble. So all these things are really important. And also, home sweet home is used as an expression of one's pleasure or relief at being or returning to one's own home. I think my most favorite one, I think it's a proverb, is home is where the heart is. Your home will always be the place for which you feel the deepest affection, no matter where you are. I think that's quite powerful, isn't it? And that could relate to many things. It could be your home, it could be your extended family, could be your church, all sorts of things. But I think the other one is home is wherever you lay your hat, isn't it? So I'm hoping this will relate quite well to what Judy was sharing last week about our souls finding rest in God, because I think the other important part is that we find our homes in God. And that's what I sort of want to focus on as well. And I think God wants to highlight that our ultimate home, it now and in the future, is in him. These are just my thoughts. Home is in a person that is God and all he represents, and his kingdom and his rule and reign should be our home, where we feel comfortable, where we feel loved, so we can experience that, obviously, wherever we are. And he's preparing a place for us in heaven, as Graham was saying, which will be interesting, won't it? Our ultimate dream home. Okay. So I just wanted to read Psalm 23 again, just to explain. I'm not going to talk for too long, but I wanted to do a bit of a guided meditation, if you're willing to give it a go. Any thumbs up? So I'll just talk a little bit more, and then if you're happy, I'm going to talk through this guided meditation, and it, hopefully it will be a time of coming home to God and really being aware of his presence. Okay? Just to let you know where I'm going. So I just wanted to reread Psalm 23. Okay. So the Lord is my shepherd. That means he doesn't leave me. He's always with me. I shall not be in want. I'll have everything I need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. That speaks to me of rest and obviously food. He leads me beside quiet waters. So there's plenty to drink. And he restores my soul, which I guess means he makes us feel better. Judy was talking about last week. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So he gives us protection and direction. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So there's even abundance for us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows, which Tamsin was telling us about the oil, sort of a protection for our mind. Surely goodness and love will follow me. And I just had a sense that was like the shepherd again. You know, he's with us, he's ahead of us, but he's also behind us. The love and goodness of Jesus behind us as well. All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. So you've got all of that. It's all good forever. That was Psalm 23. And then there was another sense of what God's heart is and how, what his home is. He, in Psalm 68 verse 5, it says he's a father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows. Is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity. Only the rebellious will dwell in a parched land. Again, God's heart to include, you know, many people, many broken people. He's got a big heart. God has a big heart and a big home. Then I was just thinking about the Bob Jones prophecies. I don't know if you saw it on WhatsApp. The other word that seems to be popping up a lot is the rest of God. And I always remember the talk that Phil gave. It was it's a huge imprint about how important rest is. And I think that links with home as well in my mind. So Bob Jones was saying for the 2020s, God will reveal the rest of God. To where the body will come a place of sorry where the body will come to a place of resting in God, where God will rest in us, and in this rest the enemy will not be able to do warfare, because we are resting in God and he is resting in us, and he will accomplish the things he means to do in a people at rest. He always has wanted a people that will come into his rest, and this is what he's doing this decades. Quite exciting. Okay, the next part. So, all good, all good. Now, if you're happy, we're just going to spend maybe 15, 20 minutes doing a meditation. So if you can get yourselves comfortable. It's a bit difficult, isn't it, on an upright chair? If you want to move, you can. If you want to move your position, you're very welcome. But just somewhere where you can relax, maybe with a notepad so you could write down anything that God might speak to you. Okay. I'll just give you a couple of minutes if you want to move. You want to grab a notebook. Okay. So, Lord, I'm just giving this part to the Lord, and thank you, Lord, that you are our home. We find our home in you. And I pray now that you will deeply impact us with your love as we go through this meditation. I just read Psalm 84. Part of it. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs and even yearns for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. The bird has also found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts. My King and my God, how blessed are those who dwell in thy house. They are ever praising you. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. The wicked, sorry. Okay, so in your resting, you can close your eyes if you want to. It's just a breath prayer, just to become present in your body, just breathing in and out. So just think about your breathing in and out. And just be aware of what you're sitting on and how that feels. Is it comfortable? Hopefully it's comfortable. Be aware of your surroundings. Hopefully some nice sunshine or peace and quiet around you. And just slow down. Just breathe in and out. And as you breathe out, let go of anxiety, stress, and tension. Breathe it out to him. Whatever that might be, just let that out as you breathe out. And then breathe in God's rest and peace. And then ask God to show you an aspect of him that he wants to give to you. Which part of his heart does he want to reveal to you right now? And allow this to become part of you and fill you. And just let this really fill your spirit and your soul. And in that same place, just imagine yourself in the river of life, that abundant river of God, God's presence and abundance, and allow yourself to sink to the bottom of the river. Just be aware of the river around you. Allow any debris just to be swept away with the gently moving river. But it's just, it'll be taken away from you, and you're just there resting on the riverbed. And just see what God shows you as you're resting there in the river of life and the river of God's presence. Just spend a few minutes there, just see what God shows you. And just enjoy that place of rest in God. Enjoy the blessings that he's bringing to you. Just a couple more minutes there. Continue to rest in God and see if there's anything else he wants to bring to you as you let go of any other debris that you might be aware of. Just let it go with the river. Okay, we're going to move on from the river. We're going on a short pilgrimage, only a short one. Sorry to take you on from the river. So we're going on a pilgrimage. I just want you now to imagine the scenery as we're going on this pilgrimage. Imagine what the terrain would be like, what the scenery would be like. Are there any buildings around or trees or... And also the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit are with you on the pilgrimage. So try and see what they're doing. Are they laughing? What are they doing? And how are they interacting with you? We're still on the pilgrimage. Enjoy the presence of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and how they want to spend time with you as you walk along and as you go up and down different terrain. And just enjoy this experience with them. And then the path seems to be getting a little bit drier and a little bit rougher, a bit more stony. And then it starts to go downhill a little bit, and it plunges into a bit of a dark valley. The path becomes a little bit more difficult to walk on. So there's lots of stones and dry ground, and God is asking you to dig into the stones to find some water. See what tool that he will give to you. So God is going to give you a tool to dig into the stones. And then start digging. And then you start to see the water coming up from the stones. The water starts to well up from the deep within the earth, and the water swirls around the stones. There is life. There is life. The water of God's presence springing up to transform this situation. What can you see? What's happening? Enjoy this moment as God's presence comes and bubbles up. Just see, what do his blessings look like in this moment? How does he want to bless you in this moment? Are there any lies that you need to surrender? Any truths you need to believe that God wants to speak into your life? He will give his angels charge over you. And then God invites you to see the road ahead. He says there is hope. So, Lord, would you show us the road ahead? What does this look like? As you feel stronger, you will run along this road. If you need to write anything down, do that. Just enjoy this view of the future and how God's calling you, and how are you going to get there? Okay, that's coming to the end of the journey. So if you start to anything else you need to write down, or you want to come back into the room, as it were, come back into the group and be more aware of your surroundings. Take some deep breaths again. How are people doing? Need a bit more time? Would anyone like to share anything that God, you don't have to at all because it's very personal. Anything of encouragement that you would like to share, but no pressure.
Yeah, I can share, Suzanne. The tool that he gave me was a very small garden trowel, and to dig a hole. And I felt through that he was saying that it's not difficult. It's easy. And the way you described it was as we were digging, his presence came out, the water of his presence, and it felt sometimes. You can't see anything or you can't feel his presence, but it doesn't take very much just to dig a little and come into his presence. It's an easy thing to get there. We just need to stop and take the time to do that. And then as the water was bubbling up, I felt him say that all things are possible. Yeah, so just a little effort to get into his presence. And then things are possible. And right at that moment, I got a pain in my shoulder. So I'll give that out. If anyone has a pain in their shoulder this morning, I believe it wants to heal you. We can come back to that in a minute when Suzanne's finished.
Thank you.
At the beginning, when you were talking about home, I was reminded of what Billy Graham said, when he said, my home's in heaven, I'm just passing through this world.
Yeah, it's a good perspective, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a spiritual home as well, not just a physical home.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adrian. Anyone else want to share any encouragement they've had?
When you described the arid land, I just got a picture of quite a steep hill. And as you know, I have a problem with my knee. And when I do my little walks, I take my stick. And so I saw myself going up there with the stick. But beside me were the Trinity helping me up this sort of rocky path. And immediately came to mind a chorus that we used to sing when I was about 14 or 15. When the road is rough and steep, fix your eyes upon Jesus.
Wow. Brilliant. Thank you, Judy. Anyone else like to share anything? Or we can ponder on it, I guess, we're on our own.
I just had I just had this thought. It was really about the importance of being rooted in God's word that was on my heart most of the time, and the richness and the security and the accuracy that's in being rooted in the word. So that's what I received.
I hope it was a positive experience. It's a different experience. Just felt God wanted us to soak in him, in his presence a little bit more. Hope it was helpful. Did anyone not find it helpful? Not allowed to. You can go. Okay, I'll assume it was good. It was okay. I just wanted to end with the song, As the Deer Pants for the Water. So I'm wondering if you want to sing along. I'm gonna send you the words via WhatsApp. So Graham can relax, he doesn't have to get the words. I'm just sending it if you want the words. I guess most of us know the words. So there they are. Hopefully. They come through. There we go. Okay, so we'll carry on in the place of just resting in God and crying out for his more of his presence, I guess, more finding our home with him. Okay. Thank you. If anyone would like to pray, feel free. If you'd like to just, we can just finish with some prayers together.
Father, thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for the privilege of being members of your family. And thank you for calling us to journey together in you as one family. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you have shown to us and how over the past few years you have taught us and really marinated our hearts in your love and in the truth of your love, in the sense of your love, as well as in your presence. Father, we thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the privilege of having you as father and as dad and friend. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for this morning, oh Lord. Thank you for everything that you did this morning. Lord, we really hope that we blessed you with our worship. And we just commit the rest of this week into your hands. Lord, we pray that each one of us will abide in the vine, that each one of us will stay plugged into Jesus, that each one of us will make him our absolute focus and practice living in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.